A rainy Memphis paid tribute today to American blues master B.B. King, who died earlier this month. Before a parade down Beale Street, members of his touring band formed an all-star ensemble and performed some of King's best-known numbers.
Red is gone. The thrill is gone away.
The celebrations of his life come as questions about his death are being raised. Two of King's daughters allege he was poisoned by his business manager and his personal assistant. The Clark County coroner in Las Vegas is investigating, but told CNN initial autopsy results don't substantiate the allegations.
In Memphis, the focus was on B.B. King's legacy. Bluesmen like Keb Moe and Bobby Rush were there. So was King's longtime drummer, Tony Coleman.
Riley B. King left Mississippi, his home in Mississippi, from picking cotton, being kicked on, talked bad to, disrespected. And he still kept a smile on his face, and he kept focused, and he didn't stop till he got to Memphis and became B.B. King. And he took B.B. King all around the world, representing Black Americans and all Americans. Do you hear me?
After the parade in Memphis, led by a friend carrying King's guitar, Lucille, a hearse returned B.B. King home to Mississippi. There will be a public viewing in Indianola on Friday. His funeral will be Saturday.